He said, why shall separate me from the love of God? Nothing will separate us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the position of a Christian. Take all the nonsense they are taking you for the Christ's sake. Not for your stupidity. If you are paying for something you commit, don't say I'm paying for the gospel. Even if to preach yourself, you must pray for wisdom to know how to preach. There are some things you should not say at certain places. If you say it, they slap your mouth, teeth come out. They say, why your teeth come out? Say, it's for the gospel's sake. It's for your foolishness' sake, not gospel's sake. Praise the Lord. But you are living your life, and somebody hates you. Why? Just because you are a Christian. That was the position, condition of that church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why, 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. Hallelujah. This is the way Apostle Peter put it. Verse 12. Up to verse 14, I think. Beloved, he said, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. It's not strange. Whatever you're going through, it's not strange. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. That tells you we are supposed to be partakers of Christ's sufferings. You know why I'm laughing? Just came to my mind a text I received yesterday from someone who forwarded a text that somebody sent to him. To me, he said, that your Alu is saying, it's a Pentecostal reverend that wrote it. And he said so many things in anger that we are saying, so those who don't baptize in the name of Jesus, they will not go to heaven. He said, in which name did Jesus baptize when he went to John the Baptist? And then he said all that. Then he said that you are quoting Apostle Paul. He said, Apostle Paul said that they received nothing from any man. He said, without paying for it. He said, there is nothing they received from any man without paying for it. He said, who told him to pay for it? He said, Apostle Paul is busy teaching people to be poor. Now you can see that somebody who says he's a reverend is fighting with the foundation of the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm coming to that. Those of them who say that once you are a Christian, like Christ's embassy, Oyakhilome. Praise the Lord. That is their line of teaching. I received more than four messages, text messages yesterday, four or five of them, that I love your teaching. The only problem is you call names. I said, this man, I never start. You better watch another channel. If you don't want to hear people who call name, you can abuse Buhari. You can abuse Ambode. You can abuse the political office holder. When they call your pastor's name, you are angry and you think that is Christianity. It's idolatry. You don't know it. If they call the name of Jesus by jesters, comedians, you then get angry. You follow them. But if they chase with your Jesus name, you will get angry. Can't you see you're not a Christian? I will call names, oh! I will call names! Praise the Lord. Once you are a public figure, we must call your name. If you don't want your name to be called, then don't be a public person. I am a public man. The whole world is hearing me. I expect people to talk to me. What do you call Buhari? I cannot call Adeboye. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Amen. To tell you why I say we are now what Satan used to kill the light in this age is sevenfold what he did in the first age. So that you can imagine the damage that Satan, the Antichrist spirit, has done to Christianity and reduced the church to what it is today. Powerless, no light again. The whole world has entered and taken over by an agenda that started from the first church age. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, I've not finished that scripture. Oh, 1 Peter chapter 4. I never finished. Because he's talking about partakers of Christ's sufferings. So, every believer, Christ suffered. We too, we will suffer like he suffered. What type of suffering? Rejected by the Antichrist spirits. What type of suffering? Read the church history. You will know the type of suffering. And yet, God was in the midst of the church, watching what was going on. But rejoice, verse 13, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. On their part, he's evil spoken of. But in your part, he is glorified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 and verse 12. Hallelujah. He says, blessed are you when men shall revile you, they will hate you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For which reason? For my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted the prophets which were before you. That's why he said, don't count it strange when you go through these diverse temptations, diverse trials. Praise the Lord. And so he warned them, fear none of these things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Fear none of them. Fear none of them. Which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And you shall have tribulation. 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Let me go to the second thing that he knows. Because I said there are four. The third one is say, I know thy poverty. The first one is, I know thy works. The second one, I know your tribulations. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know thy tribulations. The third one, I know thy poverty, but thou art rich. Yes, with material things, we are poor. Christians, now we are talking of generality of Christians. There are rich Christians. But generally, wealth among Christianity is among very few. Generally, we are identified with not having, worldly goods the way the wicked have. Hallelujah. He said, but thou art rich. Those of you who came here during the vigil, you heard the statement, Brother Cosmos Maduka made when he was given an exhortation last Friday. He said that Brother Moses said that he is going to be a billionaire one day. He said, no, Brother Moses, you're already a billionaire. He said, because, hallelujah, there are two wealths, two types of wealth, physical and spiritual. Hallelujah. When you are rich in God, you are a billionaire. Because God owns the whole gold, the whole oil, the whole world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If you have him, you have a more than a billionaire. That's why he says, I know thy poverty. Then he said, but thou art rich. But this riches is spiritual wealth that man cannot understand. That they put aside and they chase things that will decay, things that, and then at the detriment of the real wealth and the real riches. We are supposed to be rich unto God, godliness. Hallelujah. But we forsake that and chase things that will decay. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God knows what you need. He says so in Matthew chapter 5. If you read it from verse 32 up to verse 33. He says, God the Father knows what you need. He knows. But first things first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Christians are not material minded, but they are Christ minded. That is our identification. A rich man is rich in God. True riches are rich in God, not worldly things. So that's why he said, you are rich. Church, as you receive me so, I am rich. I don't know about you. Don't tell me I'm a poor man. Henceforth, know ye no man after the flesh. Apostle Paul says so. Am I correct? Don't judge anybody anymore by what you see physically. Hallelujah. We now look at people and determine who they are spiritually. Glory be to God. Number four, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That is another thing he knows about that age, Sumena. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And while I'm speaking, I say, look at the individual so that you understand why we are studying it. Who is a Jew? Romans chapter 2. Can we read it? Verse 28 and verse 29. This is the definition of now a Jew. If we shall know no man after the flesh. Romans chapter 2, verse 28, verse 29. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. Verse 29, who is a Jew? But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter. Whose praise is not of men, but of God. So, it means, hallelujah, we are not going to use your physical appearance to judge whether you are a Jew or not. We are not even going to say, because Abraham is your father, then we shall say you are a Jew. Hallelujah. First and foremost, why are they saying that they say they are Jews? Jews, listen carefully. Hallelujah. Jew is all the descendants of the lineage of the son of Jacob called Judah. They are the Jews. And why we are calling the Israelites now that they are the Jews? Because it is that tribe, according to prophecy, that when they will be returning, they will start with that tribe to come to their promised land, according to prophecy. Why? Because even in their movement in the wilderness, it was that tribe that was in front. Why? God raised that tribe, a tribe of warriors. And that is why they had the privilege of having the Redeemer come through that tribe. That's why he is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Praise the Lord. So everybody will be proud to say, I am a Jew. But look at it now. He's speaking something spiritual there. So, you say, I am a Christian. But a Christian is not one outwardly. It's not because you say, I am a Christian, therefore you are a Christian. And he called them blasphemous. For you to claim what you are not is a blasphemy. Why did he say so? Because at that stage, already there were two groups. The two vines were taking their root already. The false vine and the true vine. These two groups of people, as Satan injected those people among them, claiming to be the real church. That those other ones who did not believe it like they believed, they were the false. That they are the original church. That they are the first church. And they began to claim that lie. And begin to proclaim that lie. Until that lie has been accepted to become the truth. Didn't they say, they speak of apostolic succession, and they say that Peter is the first pope of the church, okay, and that he founded the church in Rome. That was the false church making that claim. And the followers believe it. And because they call the true believers false and claim to be the true, that action constituted blasphemy. That is the action that constituted blasphemy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were falsely grafted. They were falsely grafted. Oh. They were falsely grafted to the vine. The Christian vine. They were falsely grafted. They were plucked from paganism. And they were grafted into the church. But according to the law of nature, when it is time for that grafted branch to bring forth fruit, they will bring forth idolatrous fruits. To declare that they are not of that original vine. The original vine is supposed to bring forth her own fruit. To bring forth the fruit of the vine. By their fruit, ye shall know them. My time is up. We continue next time.